Good afternoon, it's Amy Goggins. Gladys Berejiklian has confirmed a state memorial will be held next month at Kudos Bank Arena for those impacted by the bushfires, in particular paying tribute to the fireys who lost their lives. Comes as flags are flying at half-mast across New South Wales for the three American men aged 42, 43 and 45 killed in yesterday's air tanker crash in the snowy region, while six RFS volunteers have escaped serious injury after their tanker flipped on the south coast last night. Well, plenty on the countdown until the long weekend, but it comes with a warning. The Police Minister, David Elliott, says there's often an increase in road trauma and collisions. There's no room for complacency.
Well, there will be near record numbers of police out making sure people have their seatbelts on, drink driving laws are applied, and of course, speeding and fatigue. If you do break the law, it is quite likely with double demerits that you will find yourself without a licence.
And the car might need a wash after Sydney woke to a dust haze this morning that blew in from the state's central west. It comes after that scorcher last night was still 32 degrees at Penrith at 1 a.m.